Zorn, 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 the greatest father in all the land. Zorn, 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 we sing the praises of Zorn.
All praise Zorn.
Yes, we must do that. Eric Zorn is here from the Chicago Tribune. Eric, nice to see you.
Good to see you. Now, that song is kind of the example of the big lie. You know, it's like when people first started playing it, they're like, Zorn is not the greatest father who's ever born. That's crazy. What a terrible, weird thing to say. But you've played it at now every time when I come on, and now people are just like, oh, yeah, he's the greatest father that ever was born. They see my picture in the paper, and they say, oh, yeah,
okay. Oh, he's the great father
He's that great father. So it's, you know, just repeat the big lie over and over.
But you have
again.
A coffee mug that says World's Greatest Dad. They don't just print those up. You have to earn that.
You have to earn it, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. We wanted to talk to you about some problems in the skies. The United Airlines situation is a strange one. For people who are not aware of the story, go ahead. Give some
first
details.
First of all, the person who's most relieved this morning is going to be the Pepsi PR people.
Yes.
You know, the director of PR for Pepsi was dealing with that fallout from that commercial last week. Yeah, but so last night from Chicago to Louisville, there's this, you know, little hop flight, and United overbooked it, as they overbooking is really common.
That
and
just seems like it shouldn't happen.
And they come they need to keep their airplanes full. That's how they keep their fares down. And then when they overbook, they say, you know, they bribe you. They say, mm-hmm. Okay, who wants a free flight? Okay, well, how about a free flight and $400? In this case, the airplane was full, and they needed to free up four spaces for crew people to get down to Louisville last night so they could be on United flights first thing in the morning. They moved their planes and their people around the country. And so
this was part of the job. It wasn't just employees going to Louisville for something.
Apparently
they had
not.
To get
apparently
there.
They needed to get them there. Right. And so, you know, but here's what I don't understand, and I haven't had this explained to me, is why didn't they just, that they knew that was going to be the case, they should have set those four seats aside before they started assigning seats.
Right.
So what happens is, sort of long story short, is they get everyone on the airplane, they come and go, you know, hey, we need four of you to leave.
Yeah.
And nobody wanted to leave. You know, everyone's got to get home. I mean, Sunday night flights, you're probably, it's
right.
You're ready
to
get home.
And I guess they up the bribe to $800 plus a flight voucher, maybe plus your hotel for that night. I mean, they were really trying to get people to get off the plane. Nobody wanted to get off. So they said, okay, the computer's going to randomly pick four of you to get off the flight. Now the question is, is it totally random who they pick, or do they go by, you're a first class frequent flyer, someone, and you paid a discount rate? It's hard to tell exactly.
Oh,
whether they totally put everyone's name in a hat. But in any case,
they make an announcement that said essentially what you just said, which is, it's come to this, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to randomly select four people. Did they make it that forceful?
Well, apparently they did.
After they got no volunteers,
they got no volunteers. And
wow.
This must have happened before. I haven't heard people saying that this is common, where they get to the point where we have to get this up. But generally, I've been on flights where they basically, it's like an auction.
Yeah.
And they go, okay, $600, nobody. Okay, what about $800? And finally, someone goes, $800?
I'll take it.
Hope. Yeah.
A lot of people, and especially if you're flying by yourself and you're not in a hurry, maybe you don't have to work the next day. I know a lot of friends who have actually done this.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, it would make perfect sense. So one of the people who they chose randomly is reportedly a physician, doctor, who works in Louisville, who had patients to see the next morning. And he said, I'm not leaving. And they said, you're leaving. So they forced the issue, and they end up, and there's video online where they bring in the airport police, and they pull the guy out of his chair. He seemed to be sitting by a window, which was like, why not get the guys sitting on the aisle? But anyway, so they're pulling him out, and they actually literally drag him down the aisle. They say, there's video, and he's like, his glasses are askew.
Oh,
and he's yelling.
How did he get bloodied?
I think he hit his head on one of the armrests coming out of the, or his nose, hit his nose on the armrest. And I mean, this is just,
they're dragging him down the aisle, which the aisle's not big enough to get down walking, let alone being.
I think if he'd been wearing leggings, this would have been just how much worse.
Okay,
you can see everybody in this video, by the way, pulling out their cell phones and taking movies and still shots of this.
Because it's unbelievable. I would be shocked.
Oh, the video is just, I mean, you were watching now.
And the leggings issue came up last week, and these were some girls, two teenagers and like a 12-year-old, 10 or 12-year-old.
Was that also United one?
Yes.
That was United also.
And their whole deal was these people were flying on an employee standby type basis. They got a huge discount, and there's strict rules as to if you're using an employee pass or buddy pass, you have to adhere to that. I don't fault them for that. They could have let it slide. They didn't. I guess they did say if you put a dress or a skirt over those leggings, we'll let you on.
That was much more defensible. You're right.
It's their discount, their rules. You know, this is unacceptable.
When we were young, back just a few years ago. Now, when we were young, I remember people used to dress up to fly in airplanes. Like you would actually maybe put on a jacket.
Or a straw hat and a vote for FDR button.
And a little alfalfa.
People did dress up. And then when you had to take your shoes off, a lot of times that changed things. I try to wear flip-flops because it's easy to do that instead of taking boots off and socks.
Yeah.
Well, it's become like, a riding Greyhound bus. It's like there's no dress code there.
Right.
So it was a little odd that they would enforce it on this one class of passengers. Who's going to know in the airplane? Like, those people there, they're with United.
I know.
And they're not dressed well. But this other thing, this is much, much worse because this guy, apparently they drag him off. And I guess he broke free and came running back onto the plane. Saying,
to the back of the plane.
I've got to get back.
Yeah.
There's audio of it somewhere too, Kevin. I don't know if you can find it.
It was in
it's
the news
terrible.
Earlier. We heard some audio of him screaming and yelling.
And the thing is that it was completely mishandled by the airlines, because you got to think, the amount of damage that this has done to their image and to what's going on with them right now today, I'm sure, is they could have kept just raising the bid. $800, nobody takes it. $1,000,
$1,200.
It's really a small amount of money for them.
And can they drag someone off? I mean, they're claiming that they asked the man to get off the plane. He said no, so they called in security to escort him.
Right.
That doesn't seem fair or right to me.
It just seems dumb. I'm sure in the fine print of your ticket, there's something that says we have the right to ask you to get off the airplane for any reason. I'm guessing.
There would have to be.
But not drag you off.
But, there's probably going to be a lawsuit in this guy's future, the airline's future, which is going to cost them money to deal with and settle. And, I think the PR nightmare is just beginning this morning for United. And you think the way to handle this would just be, like I said, just keep bidding it up. Of course, and the first thing is to say, okay, who has to get there tomorrow? And that's these four crew members. Block out those seats. And then if someone comes to the gate and has to get in, it would be a totally different situation if this guy came to the gate and they said, I'm sorry, we're overbooked. That's happened to you, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You get to the gate and you're – really, it hasn't?
No.
Well, it's happened to me. I've shown up not an hour early, but 10, 15 minutes early, and they go, sorry, the plane's full. I got a ticket.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
And so they compensate you. They get you on a flight. But it's the person is not going to then like burst through the run down the jetway and throw someone out of the seat. If you can stop the problem in the boarding area.
Yes.
You don't have an international incident.
Couldn't they have done this? You take four crew members off the Chicago to Louisville flight. You say to the four crew members, you guys are sitting this one out. The four crew members that need to be in Louisville, they're going to serve as crew members for this flight. The flight from Chicago to Louisville is an hour and 10 minutes. So I'm pretty sure they could handle
unless they were at the end of their, quota, like that was their last leg of their trip.
They had already flown a trip or two that day.
But I agree with Bill.
Get them an Uber to Louisville.
right.
Think about it.
Right.
Can we hear this audio? I don't know if you have headphones, Eric. Bill, you saw this. If you were sitting on a plane and saw security officers dragging a guy, kicking and screaming, I would.
It's awful.
Yes, and listen to what a company did.
Guys, this is not right. Can't the pilots drive to Louisville? Can't they rent a car for the pilots and have them drive?
Oh my god!
What are you doing? No, this is wrong! Oh my god! Look at what you did to him! Oh my god!
And I would be so upset that this would have ruined my trip to my flight. It would have ruined my flight witnessing this.
Cue the Gershwin music, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fly the friendly skies.
I mean, isn't that is unacceptable.
Yeah.
No. And you have a whole full packed load of people looking at this guy being dragged off. Honestly, if I had a ticket on United, I would never fly United again.
Well, and of course, 15 years ago, this all would have just been, you know, he said, she said, right?
Because nobody had a video.
You wouldn't have had all these video cameras.
Right.
And United said they would have said, oh, he's disruptive. And,
oh, it makes
and
there me would have sick. Been,
but this is absolutely, you know, you can't deny what happened here. And
let's take a quick break. If you want to jump in on this, we're at 312-981-7200. This could have been handled better, right? How? Tell us, Bill and Wendy, WGN. Cue Gene Hackman. When the TSA asks you to get off a flight, you better get off that
flight.
They
mean it.
They mean it. It's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, and Eric Zorn of the Chicago Tribune is here. We're talking about the strange goings-on on a flight between Chicago and Louisville, Kentucky last night when one passenger, after being told he had been chosen by the computer to leave so that the crew could get on, refused to leave, and it didn't go very well, did it, Eric?
Right, and it's important to say that this guy was not misbehaving in any way. You know, there are lots of stories about passengers being asked to leave a flight because they're drunk, they're abusive, whatever. This guy was he's a doctor, reportedly.
That's what he claims.
He had to be at a hospital. Yeah, who knows? Maybe he made it up, but let's say he was, or he had a really strong reason he needed to be in Louisville the next morning. And they came and they physically dragged him out. They yanked him out of his seat, bonked his head.
And kids were on board, too, I just read, too. According to USA Today, there were several children on the flight as well that were all very upset. I mean, a kid, what if this is their first flight and they're like, oh, Mom, are they going to drag me off away from you?
Yes. If you don't eat your vegetables, that's what happens.
You don't behave at home, child. This will happen to you. Yeah.
Can we talk to Scott? Scott, we don't have a ton of time, but go ahead.
Yeah, I just got a quick question. I think what was done was wrong. But all of these people who are so quick to pull their phones out and say it's wrong, this is horrible, did anybody stand up and say, hey, I'll go, and this guy can stay? Everybody's filming everybody, but when the time comes, nobody wants to do a thing.
Well, Scott, can I tell you something, though? There were people that were horrified and saying, you hurt him. Don't do that. I would be so unbelievably upset about this, but I still wouldn't give up my seat. What do you do when three security guards are dragging a guy down the aisle? You can't really say, you know, hit them and say, stop it.
Well, if the police, the TSA as well, tell you to move, why do you not move? I think it's wrong, but you know what? There's things in life that, sorry, it's too bad for you. But why do you get to say, hey, I get to stay here, and the people with their phones, this is wrong, this is wrong. So step up and do something about it. Don't just sit there and film and then go back to your life. If you have your conviction, stand up and do something about it.
I think what they were doing about it, and I'm the last person in the world to defend anybody who's taking video on a cell phone, but I think this was their way of saying, if and when this comes to court, I have proof that this guy wasn't doing anything wrong. He was just being pulled out.
I mean, since he is doing something, the people are doing something by preserving this, by reminding the airline that they can't do it again. This is not going to happen again, by the way. The airlines are going to see this and they're going to realize that they have to find some other way of dealing with a problem like this. You know, I hear what you're saying.
When the time comes and the police tell you to move, you don't have the right to say, I'm not moving. They tell you to move, that's when you take it to court and let the court figure it out. He got dragged off the plane, not because he didn't give up his seat, because he didn't follow the orders of the police.
Can I tell you something right now? I wouldn't get off that plane. I would,
if they said, listen, I
would be like, you know what? I have been gone all week. I got to get home to my kids. I'm sorry. I paid for this ticket. I cannot leave. Can you find me a later flight tonight? If they said no, they'd be dragging me down. And I'd pull my pants down just to get more exposure.
Do you get to pick and choose what stop signs you stop at as well?
This is a ticket that I've paid for.
There are rules in place. You pay for the ticket. And like they said, there's probably a disclaimer that states on there, if you are asked to leave, you must leave.
Never heard about someone being dragged off a flight until now.
Yeah, I mean,
he got dragged off because he didn't follow the orders of the police. It escalated. It wasn't because he didn't move or give up his seat. It was because he was told to leave and didn't leave.
Right.
That's why he was dragged off. It's not like they came up and jerked him out of his seat. The computer chose you.
The question
they did jerk him out of his seat and caused a bloodied nose because he refused to move.
He refused to move.
So that's okay?
It's not okay. But when the police tell you to move, especially on an airplane, with the way the world is today, you get up and move, and then you take your case to court.
The question is whether it was a reason, whether the airlines handled it reasonably up to that point. To my mind, if this had been in this reasonable process, you know, at some point they would have to just like ground the airplane. They would have had to play some sort of a game of chicken, like we're not going to move this airplane until somebody leaves,
yeah.
right, or something. But to physically okay. manhandle someone, you know,
unacceptable.
I think it's unacceptable. I think it's not the way you handle it. It's like, you know, a policeman tells you to move and you don't move right away, and he grabs you and drags you down the street. That's kind of what happened here.
Is that what happened? He just was told to move once. He said no and got jerked out of his seat.
I don't know how many times he was told.
It's still not there.
When the officer tells you, at what point do you draw the line if you're the officer then? So if somebody's up in your face in the street, officer tells you to back away from that person, they
That's
don't
a completely
move.
Different you're situation.
Okay. Well, it's not. It's
yes,
not.
This guy purchased a ticket to fly.
Right, and on that ticket, I would bet my life it says, in the event of. So at what point...
And in the event of overbooking, we will drag you down the aisle.
No, that's not what happened, Wendy. What happened was he refused to move. You're skipping that point.
I would have, too. You would have gotten up even if you were told. I mean, I guess there was another couple that was approached, and they did say okay, and they got up, and they didn't want to. But I can't blame this guy.
So people got up and got off of the plane. They didn't drag them off the plane. Why? Because they complied.
Wouldn't have complied. I really wouldn't have.
Yeah, they complied. But again, the question is If a police officer comes up and just tells you to move, and you're perfectly in a legal spot, you're under no obligation. Just if a police officer just tells you something, you're under no obligation just to do what a police officer says.
What if the police officer, like I go to Union Station every day, let's say this police officer observing somebody who thinks is malicious, he tells you to move because you're in a legal spot, you say no. What if you're impeding in his duties because you have the entitlement that I'm not going to move? He doesn't need to tell you why. Or what or where. You need to move. He's not asking you something that is out of your norm. Oh, you need to move and then wash the tracks at Union Station. He's asking you to move. You don't need a reason for that.
But you're also in a public spot at that point. Listen, I am the first person, if a cop does tell me to move, I'll be like, sure, where and when, I'll listen to you. I follow all rules. I would have not gotten off this plane if my number was chosen. I'm telling you right now.
Then you would have been breaking the law. When the TSA tells you to move, you moved. Especially in an airport or on an airplane, due to the circumstances of our society today. So especially when you're in the airport, you would move. That's a federal violation. You don't follow the TSA. Those are federal officers.
I'm not sure they were TSA, actually. I think they were just airport security.
You couldn't tell by watching the
airport security.
Scott, we have to run, but
thank you
appreciate the call. Thanks very much.
You got it. Love your show.
Oh, thank you, Scott.
You riled up today. All right.
This is why I only travel by way of Bertrand Travel, because there's never incidents like this with Steve Bertrand Travel.
And if there is,
smooth.
If there is, he's the one dragging you.
Right. He's done that on occasion. We'll take a quick break. Eric, thank you very much. It's Eric Zorn from the Chicago Tribune. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN.